This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day,
day by day,
we get better and better.
We get better and better.
We get
big.
NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Morning, Mike.
Doing great. Hey, how are you guys today?
Good.
Well, we're trying to figure out what the Washington Redskins are doing, and I guess three names have jumped out as possibilities in their head coaching search, one of whom is Mike Tomlin. That's curious.
Yeah, that is curious. And look, Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. The Pittsburgh Steelers are not accustomed to losing. They're 1-4 right now. If this continues, I could see the fan base supporting the idea of a change. The Steelers would want to have to make a change. Tomlin would want to be out, and Washington would want to have him. And he'd want to have to join a team that is dysfunctional top to bottom. And, you know, that's the reality. Any coach that has options is not going to opt for Washington. You have to be a guy that's got nowhere else to go, that wants to be a head coach, or is sufficiently hard-headed to think, I can cut through all of this crap and end up turning the team around, because Dan Snyder's not going anywhere, and by all appearances, Bruce Allen isn't going anywhere, because he's essentially the surrogate owner. He's not held accountable. If he was, his 42-75 record as the guy in charge of the football operation would have gotten him fired by now. So he is as entrenched almost as the owner of the team. If you take that job, you have to accept that going in.
Mike, how many more bad losses are the Browns from starting their own coaching search?
Well, you know, it's funny because Jimmy Haslam, the owner of that team, is trying his damnedest to shed that reputation that he developed early in his tenure with the team as a guy who was too impatient with coaches. So he was way too patient with Hugh Jackson. And now with Freddie Kitchens, what we're starting to see is what happens when you roll the dice on a guy who had never called plays, who had never been a serious head coaching candidate, but because he fell into that job last year as coordinator after both Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley were fired and Greg Williams became the head coach and they turned it around and they didn't want to make Greg Williams the coach. And so they roll the dice on Freddie Kitchens. How much time do they give him to figure out how to do this? And right now at 2-3 with upcoming games against the Seahawks on a short week for the Browns, extra time for Seattle, and then bye week, trip to New England, they could be staring at 2-5. And the schedule does soften after week 10. They've got the Steelers twice, the Bengals twice, and the Dolphins in the final seven games of the season. But it may not matter if they can't turn it around and win some of these games. And they need to win one of the next two to restore some confidence in this team, because they just got outclassed last night. Both sides of the ball, they got out-muscled, they got out-hit, they got out-schemed, they got out-everything by the 49ers, who are exactly the team right now that we thought the Browns were going to be.
Washington's new head coach, the interim, is Bill Callahan, proud son of the South Side of Chicago. You got to love the South Side Irish guys, Mike. Now you look at a guy like that. What's he going to do with Dwayne Haskins? Is it possible that Haskins becomes the next Josh Rosen? You know, Rosen, of course, a number 10 pick, replaced by Kyler Murray, traded. Haskins, number 15. There's a beautiful storyline where, again, if they lose to Miami, maybe Tua is the guy. I love the idea that they would draft Joe Burrow and they'd have a guy that Haskins beat out in college come in and take his job and trade him. What are the possibilities there?
You know, and that's a great point. I mean, Rosen was the 10th overall pick, and he got supplanted after 1 year in Arizona, but that's because the Cardinals believed that they had a generational talent in Kyler Murray, and they very well may have that. A lot of it depends upon how the rest of this season plays out, and a lot of it depends upon who the next coach is, because look at what happened last year. Cliff Kingsbury gets that job. He was all in with Kyler Murray. It was already pointing in that direction from the moment Murray said, I choose football over baseball. So it depends on who the coach is. And ideally what you'd like to do is hire a coach who says, I'm all in with Dwayne Haskins. But the problem is they're all going to say, I'm all in with Dwayne Haskins until they get the job. And then you find out who they are really all in with, like when Josh McDaniels went to Denver, and the next thing you know, Jay Cutler's the Bears quarterback.
Yeah, we remember that one all too well, Mike, all too well. You know, back to Washington, Bruce Allen talked yesterday, but what's going on with Trent Williams? Is he going to be a guy that holds out until Week 10? Is he going to be a guy that is on the move? They seem committed to keeping him hostage as a Redskin.
A lot of it depends upon what his objective really is. If he wants to get closer to free agency, and he's got 2 years left on his current contract, he needs to get there in time to be on the roster for 8 games in order to comfortably satisfy the rules that allow you to fulfill the year of your contract instead of having everything pushed back a year. If he waits too long, his 2 years left under contract go from 2019 and 2020 to 2020 and 2021. So if he wants to be able to check off that year, he needs to get back fairly soon, especially when you consider roster exemptions and bye weeks, and it gets complicated, but he's already in that bubble where he needs to be thinking about coming back, if that's what he wants. If his objective is, I'm never playing for this team again that I believe mishandled my serious medical condition that fortunately ended up not being a malignant tumor on my head, but was simply benign, if he's never going back because of that, then that's a different story altogether. And Washington's misplayed this from the get-go. The moment that there is a guy who is justifiably disgruntled, and Trent Williams was justifiably disgruntled with the medical care that he received from the team, that's when you have to fix it. Make it right. Do what you have to do. Kiss his butt. If that doesn't work, kiss it harder. If that doesn't work, give him money. Do something to make him feel that he is valued, that he's appreciated, and that he was wronged by the team. Because he doesn't want to be there, and for whatever reason, Bruce Allen has decided to be hard-headed and stubborn, and he's refusing opportunities to trade this guy, so they get no value out of Trent Williams. I mean, look at what the Texans gave up to get Laremy Tunsil, and I know Kenny Stills was part of the package, but a good left tackle is going to get you some good return. This would be the time to do it, and we'll see. There's 3 weeks left before the window closes on trades, but Bruce Allen made it clear yesterday that at this time they're not thinking about it, but at this time may have not been just filler. At this time implies things could change over the next 3 weeks.
It looks like Mitchell Trubisky will be back after the bye. And again, everyone in Chicago kind of holding their breath to see what the defense looks like. Never mind Mitchell Trubisky or the quarterback position. It was a team that beat up the Vikings pretty good. And then they follow that by getting beaten pretty good by Oakland. And Oakland gives them the old Wilson enema, as they like to call it, running the football down their throat, so to speak. What do you make of that?
I don't know a lot about enemas, but I don't think that's where they go.
No, I know. It might be another orifice. But what do you make of the Bears in terms of that defense? We were talking about them in connection to the 85 team, and now we don't know what to make of it. They got beaten, like flat out physically beaten.
Yeah, what stunned me is the Raiders go up 17-0. The Bears snap out of their funk in the third quarter. They go up 21-17. It's like, okay, the world order has been restored here in the NFL. The Bears are going to win this game. 13 plays, 97 yards. That is a stunner. And one thing that I want to look at carefully when the game film is available, and it usually is available on the NFL Game Pass application on Tuesdays, Richie Incognito from the Raiders said after the game that they were deliberately physical with Khalil Mack. Now, it's one thing to double and triple team him. It's another thing to kind of give him the business and go after him. And Incognito drew a 15-yard penalty for, you know, a push to the head of somebody who was down on the ground. It wasn't Mack. But I want to see what kind of stuff they did to Mack, because they know him. There's people in that organization that were with him for 4 years. And apparently they had the code cracked on how to get him off his mark. And if other teams start doing the same thing, that's a red flag for the Bears going forward. And it's a definite red flag to see a team like the Raiders, which was without several receivers, and Derek Carr is by no means a shortlist franchise quarterback, to see them go right down the field to get the winning touchdown is very, very concerning.
Raiders 3-2, it feels kind of fluky, Mike, but John Gruden says no way. That's who they are, and you look at the way they run the football, maybe that's who they are.
Yeah, it may be who they are, and you know what? Running the football is back in vogue, and teams are looking for offensive balance. Look at what the 49ers did last night with 275 rushing yards against the Browns. If you can run and you can pass, you can move the ball, you throw in a good defense, and that's how you win football games. And I think those old cliches that we hear all the time and are cliches for a reason, they work, and they have meaning, and you need to be able to run the football. You need to be able to stop the run. You need to be able to pass off of play action. That's how you get those big plays. That's how you stun defenses. And when you can follow that up with a good pass rush, a good secondary, that's what you need to aspire to. And you see the Patriots in the AFC that have that balance. And I said yesterday I thought the Packers were the most balanced team in the NFC, but after what I saw last night, I think it's the 49ers right now. And at some point, we all got to wake up and say, hey, this team's for real. And they get their chance to really prove it in L.A. against the Rams this weekend.
Mike, thanks a ton. Always a joy to catch up to you.
Thanks, Mike.
See you guys.
That's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, and, of course, NBC Sports.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.